Good morning. I'm Pat Feldbaum. My guest, Jim Clark.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Great.
So the big buzz over Marshall is now kind of fading away, but they had a good time, right?
Oh, gosh, did they ever. It was an unbelievable shoot. You know, I don't think since the movie The Natural shot here do we see so many period cars and all the great things that these guys did here. And it really was an excellent film. But you're right, the crew and the cast had a wonderful time in our community. Kate Hudson said, you know, that she loved Buffalo so much, wasn't expecting it. You know, all the great things here, great food, great restaurants. She took her two sons who came with her for a while, took them down to Canal Side to bike around, and she just had a great time. So even one of the crew members, in fact, from Chicago, looks as though he's moving here now. He just fell in love with this city, and we all know it because we are from here, but wow, you know, it's kind of cool to have that sort of effect on others.
That is wonderful. A lot of money spent here, a lot of positive reaction. Seems like the city marshaled its best effort.
Boy, did it ever, and they did spend a ton of money here. So the economic impact we're still tallying, but we see it's going to be in the millions for sure.
So the buzz is still going in the general film industry here in Western New York. You've got quite a list of things going on.
Well, sure. In fact, right now we're shooting a movie called Johnny Gruesome, which is interesting. It's the seventh movie of a great guy that we are so proud of from Buffalo, Greg Lamberson. This is his seventh movie that he's directing. And he wrote this script 32 years ago. And then in 2007, he turned it into a book. And sure enough, it's now back to a movie, and they're shooting right now throughout Western New York. It's a great sort of horror genre film, and he's spending a ton of money and hiring a lot of people for that. And then we have some other things, a movie called Megafoot will be coming here this fall. That brings back Justin Martel. This is his third movie in this community, so he keeps coming back because he sees what's here. This is a pretty good one, and it's going to be shot in a lot of areas around Western New York, a lot of forests and, you know, those kinds of locations. And then Brett Rodell, another guy that we have seen do so much work around here, is doing a little film called Zero Shapiro. We have a high-budget, high-energy short film coming in a few weeks to Western New York. It's difficult for me to get into that right now, but it's safe to say that it'll make a real impact with all the stunting and all the stuff that's going to happen around Buffalo.
Now, you did say it does involve automotive.
It does, yeah.
Stunts, that type of thing.
And it's going to be crazy, and it's going to be very, very, very exciting. So we're anxious to help on that. It's going to be a multiple camera shoot. They're bringing a lot of equipment, a lot of stunt drivers, a lot of interesting things here. So that's coming. And, of course, we have Kimber Eastwood, who is Clint Eastwood's daughter, who was here last summer. She's coming back to shoot a little bit of a teaser trailer with another great director, Greg Robbins. And they'll be here this next month as well. And, man, we got a lot of television coming to town, too, the BBC, the Travel Channel, BET. So there's, you know, there's really just a ton of things going on here. So even though Marshall's over with, we sank our teeth into some big projects right after that.
All right, Tim, well, I think we are out of time, but an exciting list of projects, to be sure.
It's exciting, and it's great, and it's always good to be here with you, Pat. I sure appreciate it.
I'm Pat Feldbaum. I want to thank you for tuning in this morning. My guest is the head of the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission, Tim Clark. You're listening to Press Pass on WBFO.